Welcome to the Gray and Green Show. Two girls who will say what you're all thinking anyway.
By Urban Obsession, downtown Grand Rapids on Fountain Street. If you haven't been to Urban Obsession before, they are a full-service salon offering hair, nails, and Nova Lash eyelash extensions.
It's where Jackie and I both get our hair did, so make sure you go there. Urban Obsession, downtown Grand Rapids on Fountain Street, and tell them that we sent you there.
Hi, and welcome to the Gray and Green Show. We are on episode 41, and I cannot believe this has been going on for 41 weeks.
I can't believe this is my third episode already. I feel like Rachel just left.
Dude, the Gray and Green and Gronda show, that's what I meant.
It's going great. We're on a roll, folks.
We are on a roll.
Either way, they both have G's.
Yeah, dude, we have a guy in here, and it's weird. And
it is weird.
Oh, wait, my name's Gravy. A lot of G's.
Oh, my God.
G-R.
Green,
G-R.
Gronda, and Gravy
We're
show.
We're some real blinking G's.
We got some real G's up in here.
Why so not? I have a bone. No.
Listen, I have a bone to pick with you two.
Oh,
I'm really mad.
I'm nervous.
I just overheard you talking about free pop in this building, and no one told me. And you know I'm a popaholic.
Okay, here I am drinking a can of Diet Coke when Gravy reminded me I have a cooler in my office with soda in it.
It's actually in the lobby.
Okay, but it's usually in my office.
Back the F up. The cooler has been in your office where I go and visit you.
Yeah, like every day.
And there's soda in there, and you see me scrambling around for change trying to get myself a pop.
Dude, I used the last change I had in my wallet to buy this
one. I just bought this pop.
How long have you known about this pop, Gravy?
It's been there since...
We had the Vamps in. They did a free show.
Yeah.
And gave everybody pop. And then, so, a couple weeks ago, I walked and I saw the cooler in the lobby, and I go, oh, I wonder if there's pop in there. I open it up, and it's like, oh!
There's that much pop in it?
Yeah.
Is it cold pop?
And I was like, wow.
No, it's not cold
because
it's
there. So I grabbed one.
Yeah.
And I've forgotten all about them since until right now we're talking about pop right before we started this. And
because our sales manager got like 6 12-packs or something ridiculous.
For how many people? Like 5?
No, it was like 30.
It was like 30 people.
Yeah. I would have blown through that.
Right.
Right? Jackie's just cracking them all.
I blew through a 12-pack faster than anyone.
But now we've told everybody. So now you have to hide it.
Yeah, now I'm going to hide the cooler somewhere in my office. I'll tell you two where it is, but no one else.
Dude, okay, so trending right now on Twitter is hashtag snack drawer. And I where people take a picture of their snack drawer.
I don't have one of those.
Yeah, I do, but it's hidden, and I hide it in the kitchen.
Oh, I know where it is.
Yeah.
If I had a snack drawer, I'd eat the whole drawer.
I know, that's why I have to hide mine from you.
Okay. I don't even come over. Oh, well, there's one here?
I have a snack drawer here, and I hide it so you can't eat them.
Well, it's in a drawer, so I'll be able to narrow it down.
Mm-mm. No.
It's not in a drawer.
No.
It can't be a snack drawer if it's not in a drawer.
Well, it's
a snack hiding place.
A snack hiding place. I have good snacks, too. I have chips and salsa. I have sour gummy watermelons.
Is it in the hiding spot there?
Nope. Okay. No, that's a terrible hiding spot.
It's not.
He's pointing underneath the board where our soundboard is, where like our feet would be, and just to the left. He thinks it's a hiding spot. Anyone who walks in can see it.
It's not in this room at all.
I mean, the minute you put something there, I always know. I can see it.
Not if I tuck it back farther enough.
I can too. Watch. Hold on.
Will you peek down there and see if... Is there anything down there?
Oh.
I thought there were some snacks I could break into.
Well, Kelsey just has snacks on her desk.
We have to.
Because Gravy just walks in and as he's taking one, says, can I have one?
Well, he always did that to me too. That's why I had to hide. Ooh, give me one of those. And I'm like, you're on a diet, dude.
Do you have any chocolate?
No, I don't have any chocolate. Okay. We have free chocolate downstairs, though.
No, that's an awful chocolate.
Oh, yeah, that's
that
true.
Chocolate, the clusters, dude?
No, they're like, hey, this expired. We can't give it to the public, so we'll give it to our employees.
Right, so come take some.
Girl, don't act like you didn't eat some yesterday.
I didn't.
No. How do you?
You told me to eat some.
I did.
If I see something is expired, automatically in my brain, I can't eat it.
Why?
No, same. It
I just
tastes
feel
gross
like something's
to me.
Going to bad happen to me.
Like what?
Like if the milk is a day past the expiration date, no way.
Don't get me started
on
milk.
Don't get me on milk. I won't do milk either.
Because then it's like cottage cheese.
Yeah. The other day, the milk was one day past, and Jim smelled it, and he goes, it's good, and gave it to the baby.
No.
And I said, don't ever do that again. That's terrible. And he's like, you're making me feel like I'm a horrible human being. All I do is give her milk. It's one day. I smelled it. So I go, I'm going to go smell it. I don't know what he smelled, but I go, this smells like garbage. Are you on crack?
But even if it doesn't smell like garbage, in my mind...
No, I took it away.
In my mind, because it's a day old and I've seen that,
it
does smell like
garbage.
And I feel like milk goes bad the quickest.
Oh, yeah. It's disgusting.
And once it goes bad, it smells. Oh.
All the snacks in my snack drawer, not expired. I did get yelled at today, though. to start cleaning out my office.
Why?
Because they're doing so many renovations here, and my office is one that's not going to exist anymore. Like, all of the walls of my office are getting knocked down. So I have to move my office up to a different floor, even. And our business manager was kind of like,
up to this floor?
Maybe you should start cleaning out your office. No, the floor above.
Well, usually when they tell you to clean out your office, you're fired. So I guess it could be worse.
What about Gravy, you're the one that needs to worry about cleaning your office. Have you done any dent in
that? Well, so I got like 30 days to clear out of my office because they're going to move that and make that the new Hot FM studio. So I figure if I move one item at a time.
Dude, one single item?
You have more than 30 items in there. You have like 100.
He has to move like 10 a day at least.
At least.
Okay.
How are you going to do that?
I got 30 days.
I feel
but
like I want
said,
to.
You've said that the last 4 days, though, and still I've not seen much
And I'm
move.
Going to Boston tomorrow, so it's going to so I'm going to be down 8 days.
Oh, my God. Oh, my while God. I'm sweating thinking about
while
it.
While he's gone, we should just go in his office and trash the stuff that we know is trash.
Oh, yeah.
No,
we
wait,
should,
you're not my
we
mom.
Should clean it for him?
No.
That's what you're saying.
I
you should
like
clean it for
throwing
what,
away
I'll
trash.
I'll take care of it next week, just so you guys aren't throwing stuff away that you don't even know if I like or not.
Now he's scared we're going to throw his stuff away.
He's getting mad.
He's getting angry. The best part is, it won't. It's gonna look like a train wreck in there. There's gonna be the day he finally decides to do it. It's gonna be like this: 7 p.m. I'm getting ready to leave. My show's done. I look over. Gravy's still here. Hey, still down here trying to clean my office.
I mean, I kind of don't blame him. That's gonna be me too. I've
no,
so
that's what
much
I would do.
Stuff in my office. I don't even know where to begin.
I know. Nah, I'm the same way. My closet's like that. I can't criticize. My closet is terrifying.
You only have one closet? I figured you'd have multiple.
We do, but I have one.
I figure you
Jim
had a,
has
I figure you had a Michelle McCormick.
My
a
closet.
Bedroom, that's
a bedroom
closed.
Closet.
Dude, let me picture it. This is my room. You walk in my house, you go in my room, and the bedroom we have is a bedroom, and then it's got a bathroom in it. But it's not a bathroom. You walk in, and there's a double sink, a giant jacuzzi bathtub, and a stand-up shower, a walk-in closet, and a water closet, like a toilet closet.
Okay.
So that whole room is mine.
I don't know what that means. What's a water
toilet closet?
It. Oh my God, are you serious?
Yeah.
It's like a toilet. It's like a half bath. Like a
inside
toilet.
Inside your bathroom?
Inside my bathroom. So there's a door. So if someone's in the shower, in the bathtub, you can go potty.
And
with a door?
Yeah.
I've never heard of such a thing.
Yeah, Rachel and Aaron will like.
It's like a stall almost. But it's just like if you have a. Okay, you've been to my house. You know the main floor, the small bathroom?
Yeah.
Picture that inside of a bathroom.
Weird.
It's sweet, dude.
I kind of like it. That's a good idea because I don't get the people that
watch each other poop and pee
that like can just go to the bathroom with the door open. I mean, if there's one position I don't want people to see me, it's me taking a poop.
What about peeing? Jim pees
while
so I brush my teeth all the time.
Because poop, you're that's like, fine. Might be working. You know, obviously you're sitting frumpy on the toilet.
Frumpy.
And then you're making like these weird faces.
Why are you frumpy?
Why are you making faces?
Why are you?
Or if you're like Jackie, you're gonna be rocking back and forth later.
Gravy said to me, full disclosure, I can't go one episode without talking about my poop.
Obviously.
So here it is. I haven't pooped in 2 days, and I really want to. Took Miralax, didn't do a damn thing.
I was with her at Target yesterday. We stood in that digestive care aisle for quite some time.
We did, for like 10 minutes. So then Gravy tells me, well, have you tried rocking back and forth while you're on the toilet? And I said, no.
I'm going to order you a squatty potty.
I want that.
I want
Dude,
it too.
Okay. Embarrassing story time.
Could be your position.
I went downstairs. I thought I'm finally going to poo. But there was someone in our bathroom up here. And I was like, yeah, that's going to be embarrassing.
Just go to the fifth floor. Nobody's there.
I went to the third floor. Even better.
Oh, thanks.
So in the third floor, in the big bathroom, like the big stall,
yep.
There was a chair in there for some reason. And I thought maybe if I try it like a squatty potty, I'll be
you
able to go.
You put your feet way up there.
So I pulled the chair to the toilet and put my feet up. And then someone walked in. And I was like, no! And they walked
it's
in
not
the
like
stall.
They could see had, what you were
they,
doing.
They had to have seen the chair really close to the
Wait,
toilet.
Wait, you brought the chair into the stall?
No, it was
already
in the stall.
In oh.
Why is it there?
That's a big so stall.
Because we change,
it is, it's weird.
We change our clothes a lot in that stall, so we use that chair as to like set our stuff on.
Well, then I didn't want whoever was there to hear me pull it back to the corner, so I just opened the door and moved around it and then walked
and
out, ran out,
there?
And left it there.
I mean,
I want to know who went in next and saw the
I know
chair
who it was.
Right next to the
it
toilet.
Was,
who was it?
Who was the girl who yesterday when we were down there and you said Jackie was ringing the doorbell, don't worry, and she said she was in the bathroom?
Bree.
It was Bree.
That poor thing. She's so quiet. She probably didn't say a word
she's
to anyone.
That was weird.
You know, but you sneak out. But, you know, I think people, when they go to the bathroom, they see your shoes.
She couldn't because my feet were on the...
Oh, that's true.
My feet were on the chair. People's shoes in the stall?
Always.
If something weird's happening in the bathroom, you always look at their shoes. And then as you walk around work for the day, you start looking at people's shoes to figure out who the hell that was.
I feel like people here...
always.
No, people here have very distinct smells. So I just know who it is. No, just their body.
I think mine varies.
That is the weirdest thing you've ever said.
But I was telling Jackie earlier, if she rocks back and forth, maybe that will help her. And she goes, what? Are you kidding me? And I go, I bet when
back
you go to the bathroom.
Back and forth like this?
No, rock.
Side to side?
No, like forward and backwards.
Got me rocking side
and then,
to
yeah,
side.
Yeah, you should be like, got me like a cyclone.
So your feet.
Baby's got me like a cyclone.
So I said, if
does
you rock
really
back and
help?
Forth, and she goes, you got to be kidding me. And I said, guarantee next time you go to the bathroom, you're going to try it.
Did you try it?
No, I haven't gone yet. This happened like 10 minutes ago.
But you're going to try it.
Well, obviously, now I have to try it. And it's not going to work.
Put your feet like a foot above the ground, not a chair.
Okay, if you don't have something to lean them on, it's very hard.
Maybe Kelsey will go lay on the bathroom floor.
I won't.
And I can balance on her. I always look at shoes only like... So if I'm in the bathroom and I really have to go, and you walk in, I'm like, oh, it's just Kelsey, I don't care. Rachel or something. But if it's my boss, Lori, I'm like, oh, no. I can't poop in front of Lori.
Clench that butthole, girl.
So then you gotta clench it and sit there really quietly until she leaves.
Just prairie dog it.
Sometimes she's in there
like
a really long
time.
What is she doing?
Washing her hands, fixing her hair, touching up her makeup, and I'm like this.
See, that's why I go to the fifth floor because nobody's up there.
Right, but now
it's haunted.
Everyone at work knows about the fifth floor poop bathroom. So if you go up there, we know what you're doing up there.
It's an abandoned floor. It's terrifying.
It's not abandoned. We have storage up there.
Do you believe in ghosts?
Yeah.
Okay.
I bought this. I bought this really weird doll just as a joke for my girlfriend.
What?
It's really weird.
Like
it's
Annabelle.
Well, we're at Goodwill, and I noticed this doll, and I go, man, I should just buy this as a joke for Mindy because it was $2.99.
And I told him it was a good idea.
And so Kelsey told me it was a good idea. This is what the doll looks like.
Oh, my God.
Okay, but also now, he keeps sending me pictures of said doll with captions like, she's watching you.
What is wrong with you?
So when I bought the doll, the lady's checking me out. I go, yeah, put a head down. I don't want to see his face. And then Mindy came over and she goes, oh, hell no. Ain't no way I'm taking that home. And I go, wait, you're just going to leave it here? And she goes, yeah.
I bought it for you.
And then that night, I had crazy nightmares.
I was about to say, she told him he was talking in his sleep that night.
And I started talking in my sleep, and it didn't make any sense.
It was the doll!
Had you been drinking?
Uh-huh.
Had you been drinking?
Well, besides the point.
Maybe it was an alcohol-induced thing.
So now, can we sell our plan or no?
Yeah, we can tell our plan because I feel like the people who our plan is for aren't going to listen to this podcast.
Wait. So I have this plan that I'm going to take this doll every morning when I get here, and I'm going to put it in somebody's office.
So that when they walk
really
into their
freaky.
Office, it's already
it looks
sitting
like,
there.
It looks like you look at it and you think, I'm ruined for life.
It looks like that scary movie Annabelle.
That
movie.
You haven't heard of that?
I've heard of it, but I haven't.
By the people who did The Conjuring or whatever.
Oh, okay.
It's terrifying.
It's like, it looks like that doll. It's like.
So then I picture, like, I'll set it on someone's desk, but I'll set it facing the door.
So when they open their door, the first thing
they see is that crazy-ass looking doll.
Oh, that would scare the living.
I would quit. I would never come back.
Because I was going
to do it to Kelsey, though.
No, I was going to do it to Kelsey, but Kelsey goes, I would have just quit and left and never came back.
That's how crazy she is. Right. She not only believes in ghosts, but she told me week one, she used to work at, like, a nursing home, and she had to go upstairs.
Haunted AF.
She says it's haunted. She claims she went upstairs, and there was a rocking chair, and it was rocking all on its own.
It wasn't rocking on its own. There was a ghost sitting in it.
I'm getting to that point, you little bee. She walks up to the chair and looks down, and there's an old man sitting there rocking. She works in a nursing home.
It was on an abandoned floor of the nursing home. There
they
wasn't people
there.
Up there.
He couldn't have wandered up there.
No.
And then instead of helping him, they went, and ran away.
Because it wasn't a person.
Well, that guy's probably thinking, damn, now I'm still stuck up here.
I hate both of you.
But yeah, she really believes in this ghost stuff.
I do.
I mean, I think there's ghosts.
Thank
you. Don't
you.
Think so?
No.
No, she said.
Like mean spirits that are be like, oh!
Yeah, but
I don't know about that.
I believe there are people that have not completed whatever they wanted to in life and are trapped in between.
Transition period.
What are they doing?
Huh?
Just what are they doing here?
They're just, and I don't think they mean bad things, but I just think that they're kind of stuck here.
What if they were a serial killer and their unfinished business is to murder someone?
No, it's not like that, I don't think.
That's a bad one then.
And then they go to hell?
I just think that there's. a part of something that's not been completed, so therefore they can't go to the other side.
Correct. I believe that as well. You or like if you want to like stay with your family to make sure they're okay after you pass, I believe you can do that.
Or if you're a mother.
You think it's a choice?
Yeah.
Or if you're a mother and your kid died and you just like do not feel like they're on the other side yet, you can't go.
Well, I'd hope they'd be on the other side.
But you don't know because you haven't gone to the other side yet.
Right.
But yet you're as a mom, you wouldn't want to leave your kid behind.
You guys are crazy.
See, here's the thing. When I was trying to explain this to Jackie by myself, she was like, you're wrong. I'm right. We're moving on.
Because you are crazy. The way you told that story was insanity.
Okay, wait. So we're crazy and you pulled up a chair. In a-
That's a different kind of crazy. That's a different kind of crazy.
I never used a chair when I was taking a poop in my life.
Well, then you're not pooping successfully. I'm going to tell you what. You get in this. Look at this.
I'll tell you what.
Feet are propped up like this. That's prime.
She's
prime
so desperate
position.
To
apparently
poop
not because
right
you haven't pooped
though.
In like all week.
I know, but I will and it'll be due to a chair.
It won't be. It really won't be.
You know what it'll be due to?
What?
A ghost.
A ghost is going to take over my body and scare those. I scared the turds right out of me. I would thank that ghost.
That'd be awesome.
I would say thank you.
Maybe next time she's in the bathroom, you could take the doll and you could just put it underneath the stall.
That's such
so
a good
I'm
idea.
Not afraid of dolls, and I'm going to tell you why. My mom collects dolls, antique dolls, my whole life. So
are they kind of scary, though?
You would die. We have dolls that make that doll look like nothing.
I need you to
that
take
doll
a
looks
picture.
Like you bought it at Toys R Us yesterday.
That doll looks like a Girl Scout compared to her doll.
We have a doll that my dad bought her from an antique store. It's from the 40s, and it's the one of the first ever my size doll, where the doll is supposed to be as tall as you. They're like,
oh, no.
You know
no.
what I'm talking about? Like those dolls are like this tall. Mm-hmm. And it's from like the 40s, so it looks creepy like that doll, but it's tall. And when I was late for curfew, my dad used to stick it in the entryway of our house and just leave it like this, staring at me with his creepy freaking eyes and his hands out. And I'd walk in, the lights would be off, turn them on, and I would literally cry. I'd scream so loud.
I'm going to cry right now just listening to this
terrifying.
Story. I'm
he
so
knows
scared.
How scared I'm so scared of that doll that the other... like a month or two ago, I dropped Greenlee off of my mom's. He undressed, took the doll's clothes off and put them on Greenlee and said, Greenlee likes her new outfit. It was terrifying.
Oh, your dad's
get her
funny.
Out of that outfit.
I don't like that kid anymore.
Yeah. I was like, and she's sitting there grinning, thinking it's so fun, playing dress up with grandpa.
No.
I cannot wait to put this doll in people's offices now.
Oh, they'll freak.
This is exciting. And I was thinking about putting in Rob Brandt's office, but I'm afraid he'll have a heart attack.
He
what if
said
somebody
he
has
scared.
A heart attack and dies? What happens?
Like
I get fired?
When I scared Rob.
Do I get fired?
Dave yeah. Grant.
Or do I just go in there and grab the doll real quick and then step over his body and then put it in my office and then call 911?
Then call 911. Yeah.
Okay.
That's the deal. Dave Grant would be fun to scare with the doll.
He said he was going to put it in our big boss's office, and I said that is going to be the last one.
No, that's the last one.
Is that
one.
A fat joke, or are you talking about our big boss like our GM?
Our GM.
Well, both.
Well, they could go either way.
No, his office will be the last office because then I won't be able to do it anymore.
Yeah.
Why? Because he'll call it quits. He'll say,
yeah.
Who's the first victim? Do we say it or no? You're pointing. Oh, okay. Do you think it'll scare that person?
Yes.
Do you think it'll scare
I think person? It'll scare anyone who's not expecting it.
I want you to scare Dave Grant because I scared him once. It was the funniest thing I've ever seen.
Well, I got to get Dave near the end because Dave will take it and throw it and break it.
Oh, yeah. He'll freak out. Yeah. He will freak out. Do you have the doll here?
No, not yet. I'm going to start it on Monday.
It's in his bedroom.
No, it's not. It's in my living room, of course.
You sleep with it? You sleep in your living room?
Sometimes, yeah.
No, you pretty regularly.
Not if my girlfriend's over.
Yeah, that's new, though.
Yeah.
So, okay. But you used to, so you would have slept in the living room with the doll.
Then he would have put it.
It obviously doesn't scare you at all.
I mean, I'll look at it sometimes, because sometimes I'll look at it like, and before I look at it, I think, God, I hope it hasn't moved itself.
Do you ever look and think, I swear to God, its eyes were over there before.
I'm serious. That's what I think. I'm thinking. Or like, what if I look over and it has like a knife in its hand?
Oh, that's another thing my dad did with that doll. He took a kitchen knife once and stuck it in his little hand, so it was like this. With a little knife.
Or then, like, I wonder, like, am I going to wake up and the first thing I see is that doll in front of my face, like, just looking at me?
I can just picture Gravy, like, super slowly turning his head to look at the doll to make sure it's still sitting in the same exact
place. And then when I look and I see that it hasn't moved, I go, turning its head.
Thank God.
Oh, thank God.
Or if I'm home alone, I would constantly think I heard it say something.
What would you think it'd say?
I'm going to kill you.
Hi, Kelsey. All right. We got to get to our topic. Okay. So, actually, Gravy came up with this topic.
Yes.
He said, why don't you guys ask me questions you've always wondered about men, and I'll ask you questions I've always wondered about women.
Can I tell you why this was on his mind?
Why? Yeah, you know.
Yeah, because I was with him. It was when we were at Goodwill again, buying the doll, and I said something about going to Target, and Gravy said, you know, I just don't get Target.
I don't get it.
What's that, it's a store. What's that to get?
I like the way she replied. Go ahead,
instantly flipped a switch. Like, I got enraged. And I said, what do you mean you don't get Target?
See,
what's not to get?
This doll made her change her voice.
What do you mean you don't get Target?
No, like, I'll walk into Target, and I could walk into Target and buy nothing.
How? I can't do that.
But I can't walk into Walmart or Meijer and buy nothing.
Walmart?
Right, exactly.
What do you buy at Walmart?
Huh?
What do you buy at Walmart?
Sometimes I buy graphic tee.
You'll buy a... Wait. You'll buy a graphic tee? Like a t-shirt? You buy your clothes there?
No, not all the time. But if I see like a cool old...
Target's got really cool graphic tees.
If I see like a cool old Def Leppard shirt, I might buy it, or a Ghostbusters shirt.
But it's not an old one. It's a newly minted printed one for Walmart.
But it's kind of in graphic tees.
So he asked what I liked about Target, and I said, was it trying to explain you can buy everything there. And he was like, you can buy everything at Walmart.
Or Meijer.
Yeah, but Target's got like trendy everything.
Yeah, I said it's just,
you know what's... Meijer is on Target's heels.
Yes.
Meijer's turning into the new Target.
Trendy.
And it's cheaper.
But the type of people that go to Walmart and the type of people that go to Target, two different types of people.
I would agree with that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So it just depends on who you feel like dealing
sometimes
with.
Sometimes when I'm at Walmart, I'm just like, oh, my God.
My people. I found them.
That's what he thinks when he sees right. them.
I'm like, what is wrong?
All right, Kelsey, you want to ask the first question? Like, what do you think?
Okay.
What do you want to know about men?
Gravy, I want to know what guys talk about at sleepovers. When you have a sleepover with another guy, what do you talk about?
He's in his 30s. I don't ever miss
Okay, in the past, what did you talk about then?
When you were like
a
teenager.
I don't want to know right now.
I talk about girls.
See?
That's all?
I told you.
Or talk about sports.
What do you say about sports?
Well, they just talk about sports.
Talk about our fantasy leagues.
Talk about their fantasies.
And then we'll talk about, like, somebody will say, oh, well, I slept with so-and-so. And then somebody else will say, oh, my God, I slept with her, too.
What?
What's that called? Wait. Eskimo Brothers?
It's got a term? Yes. That's terrible. Wait, so like when girls, not slumber parties, what do you talk about when girls aren't around, when it's just you and your buddy? Like, what do you talk about?
We talk about girls. We talk about sports.
That's all you talk about is girls and sports.
Yeah, and if where we talk about my friend's kids. Like my friend's got a daughter that's 16 now. And as when we were kids, he would always say, man, if I ever have a daughter, I'm never going to let her out of the house. And now she's like everywhere. Of course she should be. She's a human being,
right,
and she's
right.
a free person.
She's a free person.
And I'll say, and she'll bring over, she brought a guy over, and then he went to dinner with them. And I go, man, so much for keeping her in the house. I'll say, well, aren't you a little concerned? His wife will say, well, there's nothing to worry about. We're like, oh, we were boys once. We were 16 once. We know that he has a motive in his mind.
We went to slumber parties and talked all about this stuff.
See, on our first episode, we talked about slumber parties and we asked each other slumber party questions. And Jackie said she didn't know what guys talked about at slumber parties. And I said, I bet they talked about girls they have crushes on. And
I
she
feel
didn't
like,
believe me.
Yeah, but I don't know if you'd say crushes on like girls we want to get with.
Same thing.
It's the same thing. You have a crush on them.
It's just putting it a nicer way.
This is a guy's though. None of them will just admit when they have like a crush or something. It's always got to be, oh, I want to hook up with them. But that's not really
it's
how
not
they feel.
I like
it's
their
not
personality.
Really. They just don't want to admit it because that's yeah. not how guys
when
are.
When you're yeah. younger, yeah, but when you get older, you appreciate things differently.
When you're, okay, let's go real back far. Middle school slumber parties. What are you talking about like then? Like when you're like 13.
Well,
that girl's got
somebody
boobs.
Somebody falls asleep and write on their face with permanent marker.
Oh, so you were more into shenanigans.
the funny part was when we did that, and the mom came to pick up the kid next day, and she goes, "Oh my God, we have to be at a wedding in 2 hours."
Was the kid you?
What did you draw on his face?
I can't remember.
Wieners?
Wieners.
Probably wieners. Okay, what's your question?
My question. Okay, so.
Oh God.
I understand that women are treated differently. And because they're women, some men will be very sexist to women.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
But I would think that I am not a sexist person.
Okay.
Okay.
But sometimes I feel like women are sexist towards me because of those sexist men, and they'll say things to me, and I'm like, well, I don't really believe that. So, like, why do you treat me like that? So they're, and why are you being sexist?
Wait, you think women are?
I'm sorry, what's that?
Sexist toward you?
What?
What do women say that are sexist towards you?
No, but they'll just say, they'll just thought, like, kind of put me in the same.
Hey, take your shirt off and go wash my tie.
No, not like that. No.
Get in the garage where you belong, boy.
No, not like that. You got it the wrong way.
Shouldn't you be fixing something or playing sports? Go rub some dirt in. Talk to me later.
Okay, explain.
No,
how
what I mean is because some men are sexist, they'll come at me like I'm that man. And like, but I'm not.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
And then I'm like, then I'm thinking, okay, now you're being sexist towards me because you're just assuming
because
that I'm a man.
I'm a
sexist pig and would say, you belong in the kitchen or whatever those kind of dudes say.
You belong in the kitchen.
You know
kitchen,
what I mean?
Kelsey.
So yeah. I don't get why it's okay for women to come at me like that.
It's
and
not
I'm not
okay.
like that. And that's sexist.
So are it you is. Asking us, what are you asking us?
Well, I'm asking you, like, why do women do that? Like, why do they group us all together because of a few pigs?
Okay, I hate to use this word in a bad way, but there are some feminists who are against all men and who think all men are sexist and
right.
just groups them all together and I'm going to hate all of you.
I'm a man hater.
Yeah, I think that's the only
that's
reason why
I mean.
Women
that's
do
what
that.
I mean.
We're like, in the she-woman man-hater club.
Like, I mean, to be honest, and I know sexist men, but like, I'll be honest with you. Like, if I'm in a burning house and someone's coming to save me, I don't give a damn if it's a man or a woman. If you can carry my fat ass out,
correct. Right.
Great. You give me on your shoulder.
You know what I mean?
And you carry me out.
Right. I don't really care.
Dude, he had
but
four pops today. I don't know if you'd want to commit to carrying him out.
So three. but some men would say, oh, my God, what's that woman think she'd be in the fire department? I really don't care. But there are men like
that. I agree.
So that's my question. Very long question, but yeah.
I think I get it, and I think that I don't know the answer to that because I guess I don't know the women that treat you like that, and I think it's a different individual person.
Well, I just wish they would understand that they're being sexist.
Yeah.
They're assuming you are by jumping down your throat before you even finish what you're
just
talking about.
Just because I was born a man, it's not my fault.
Moving on.
Okay, I want to know something. Why does it take you so long to poop? Because all men take forever.
Actually, all women take 5 minutes.
It really does not take me long to poop.
Why are you in there so long?
Because I'm just like happy to just go in there and get it over with.
But are you in the bathroom for a long time?
If somebody walks in, yes, because I don't want to keep going until they leave.
Okay, my husband, Jim, will go into the bathroom. If he says, I have to poop, 20 minutes.
Why?
I don't know why.
Now, do you think
I feel like
because
every guy
it's a
does
chance
that.
For him to like...
Be alone.
Have alone time, look at his phone.
Because it's not like we have a big family with 5 kids running around. We have one baby that goes to bed by 7 o'clock at night every night and sleeps for 14 hours. He's got plenty of time alone.
I have to be, it's hard for me to answer that question because I don't really poop that long.
That's weird because every man I know poops.
You're the first guy I've ever met that says that.
I have to, if I want to do something.
Are you being sexist towards me? I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes,
I want to do something and Jim says he has to poop first, I take away his phone. I don't let him go in the bathroom with his phone.
That's a good idea.
Because he'll be gone so long.
Right, because he'll be reading a sports article or updating his fantasy league. Oh, no, not him.
He wouldn't do any of those
he'll
things.
Be looking
That's
at...
sexist of you right. to assume he would do those things. Do you know what he's doing?
He's looking
he's
at
playing
guitars.
Some magic video game.
Oh,
no.
Really?
And not even trying to poop.
So the other day, Jim says, you know, you make fun of me about this game I'm playing on my phone? And I said, yeah, I don't even know what it is. He goes, you don't know what it is? Well, it's an MMORPG, and it's like everyone in the country plays it in the world. And just so you know, I'm number 6 in the world right now.
Oh, cool.
Like, I was supposed to think that was really cool. And he goes, like, literally, I'm like the best at this game. I'm number six in the world. That's why I have to log in so much.
You're sixth best.
He goes, that's why I got to log in so much.
I can't wait to see him and give him so much crap.
That's not making me want to let you log in all the time and play that game. It's making me think you're a nerd.
I mean, it'd be okay like if he was like doing like FanDuel or something and betting on games and like number six, because then he's getting paid.
No, because then you could also lose money.
That's true.
I'd rather him play free games that don't cost us anything than lose our money.
Right.
All right, what's the next question?
You got to ask us the next question.
I don't know if I have another question.
You don't have any other questions about women? You think you know everything?
No.
Kelsey's going to ask the next
I'm
one.
I'm not asking that. I just wanted you to read it.
I'm looking at it and no.
Tell the truth.
No.
Tell the truth.
No.
That's so sick. That's never crossed my mind.
If I disclose that, I wouldn't try it.
I can't ask it on this, so we're just going to move on. You can use your imagination.
Gravy, you don't have a question for us?
Let me see.
Don't look at the computer. Don't look at the computer. I'm scrolling while Gravy
okay,
asks.
Okay, I'll think of a question. Why is it that women can actually get addicted to shopping?
Because it makes you feel so good.
Makes and then me
you,
feel so good.
But then you buy, then some women will buy stuff and never even wear it. Like, I don't know how many times Rachel's told me that she bought something, and then when she went to go like go to the one of those places where you take clothes back,
it still had the tags on it.
It still has the tags on it. If I buy something,
I've never done that.
I'm gonna wear it right away.
Yeah, I do that too. Well, I don't. What I put it on like right when I get home or the very next day. I don't.
I'll buy things on the way here sometimes and change in the car. I'm so excited.
Yep.
I want to wear it now.
Shopping makes me feel so good.
I bought it and I want to wear it now.
Yeah. I want it now.
I got that new graphic tee from Walmart. I'm gonna put it on right now.
I'm ready. All right. How often do you actually get an accidental boner? Is that like a real thing? Do you accidentally just get one? And you're like, ah, crap. I'm at
It does
work.
Happen. Yeah.
All How the time? Often?
I mean, sometimes you wake up with one.
Well, that's different.
But like during in the middle of the day,
you're at work. Do you actually
coworker.
Just? Oh crap! I just got one. Talking to Rob.
That's why I never wear sweatpants to work.
That's why you never wear sweatpants to work. That's the reason.
No, sometimes it just happens. Sometimes you just get one.
How often would you?
How
say?
Often is the question? Weekly,
I
mean, monthly?
I would say you get them more when you're younger than when you're older.
Okay, but as a man, your
as a man,
age,
I would say just like randomly, not waking up, maybe once a week. Twice a week? Yeah.
Once a week?
That's
Kelsey?
Less often than I thought.
Once a week, you're talking to Gravy and he has boner.
Not necessarily me. It could be you.
No, it's you. I've already called it.
Once a week is not as often as I thought you were going to say. I thought it was like once an hour.
What's an hour? Seriously, Kelsey?
No, not that much, but like once a day. Do you have a question for us?
Yeah, it's your turn. You're really bad at this.
But you're looking at a website.
You came up with the
time. Yeah, we are prepared for our own podcast.
You guys are coming up with your questions from a website.
Yeah, we are prepared. All right, he's going to look up a question. Kelsey.
Yeah.
What are you doing next weekend? Or this weekend? Got any plans?
Are you asking me? Is this a trick question?
No, I just want to know what you got going on this weekend.
Oh.
Just getting to see what Kelsey's got going.
I have to work. And that's it. What
All right.
About you?
So do we have some time to set aside? I think that our listeners would agree. We need to give you a Facebook page that people can check out what you're doing. I've had three people message me and ask, where can I find Kelsey on Facebook?
You have not.
More. Okay, you're right. I'm lying. Why would I make that up? I've had three people since you've been on the podcast say, I know she's on air. Where's Kelsey on Facebook?
Okay, I'll do that. Good for me. You're so good at making
and
logos
I've always
and stuff.
Thought, why doesn't she? When I was only on one day a week, I was on every Sunday, I immediately made a Facebook page, started the internet things. I thought, I want people to want to hear me.
Yeah.
So I can get on more days.
I should do that. I'm super lazy, though, so I'm going to need you to do it
I'm going to make you a cool header, and you're going to be like, damn,
I want that. I'll pay you $5 for it.
It's going to say, Weekends with Kelsey.
I'll pay you in free pop
that
that's in my
sweet,
office.
Doesn't it? A ring to it.
Yeah.
And if you ever want, like, anything cool, people go to your social media first. They're like, well, let me look up this person. And if they go and they're like, I don't know, she didn't even have social media, I'm done.
Right.
You're so right, Jack. Thank you for the life advice.
I'm such a genius.
Okay, good question.
Okay.
And I don't know why I didn't come up with this without having to look it up.
Oh, God.
Why do, when you're in a fight and you'll say to women, what's wrong? And they'll say nothing. And you'll say, are you sure? And they're like, I'm fine. When they're not. Some women will do that.
I don't do that.
Like, me and my girlfriend do not do that. Like, we're pretty straightforward with each other. But I've had girlfriends in the past. I'm say, what's wrong? And they're like, nothing.
I know exactly why. And I'm going to tell you why
okay.
right now. This is my theory. Because this is why I do it.
Okay.
If I say nothing, it's because I know the minute I say it, we're going to get in a fight.
I'm so intrigued.
I'm going to keep saying nothing. I'm fine. Because the minute it comes out my mouth, he's going to argue back. And then we're going to be fighting. And I don't want to fight right now.
Okay, so you don't. Okay, so it's something like you don't care enough about whatever this thing is that you don't want to fight?
No, it's more that I'm mad about something, say. Like, I'm going to make up a scenario, but it could be real.
Okay.
Say Jim has a show he forgot to tell me about.
Okay.
He's going to go play the show. Mm-hmm. I'm stuck home alone all night. That's just what tonight's going to be. That's tonight. I'm mad about it. What's wrong? You seem like you're mad about something. Are you mad? He knows damn well why I'm mad, but he's asking, and
but there's also nothing you can do about it.
Nothing,
well,
I'm fine.
Do you ever say nothing fine and hoping he will tell you some information that you do not know?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't want more information. I don't want to drop it necessarily either. It's like I want him to know I'm angry without having to actually say it and fight about it.
Why did a girl?
I just want you to know. You know why I'm mad. Don't ask.
We don't need to talk about
it. We don't need to talk about it. But just know I'm mad and make up for it.
Yes.
No, but I had a girlfriend years ago. She would say, "What's wrong?" And I would say, "What's wrong?" And she would say, "Nothing. I'm fine." I'd be like, "Well, it really doesn't seem fine." And she would say, "No, I'm fine." And I said, "Well, I'm going to ask you again, like, if anything's wrong."
No,
And if you say no, I'm just going to assume everything's coming up roses. And she would say, "No, I'm fine." I'd be like, "Okay, great." Then later on, I'd be watching the baseball game, and then she'll come in. "You know what's wrong?" I'm like, "I'm watching the baseball game. Now you want to tell me.
Nothing's wrong." Okay, no, I never really did that. It would come out if I was mad. I wouldn't hold off that long.
I had a friend who would say, "Nothing's wrong. I just think it's funny how," and then she would say why she was mad.
I do that.
I don't. If I'm mad, I want you to know that I'm mad.
I always just say, "I'm not mad. I just think it's like stupid that you couldn't have told me about this earlier.
I just think it's funny how."
See, Mindy and I have been dating for over 2 months. We haven't had a fight yet.
You've only dated 2 months.
I know.
But that means their first fight, catastrophic.
Right. I have a friend who, he said him and his wife have been married a long time, and they came from different backgrounds, right? So her life, she had never once seen her parents raise their voice, never seen them argue, never seen them even seem irritated because they always kept it behind closed doors.
So she just assumed that's the new, that's
she
normal.
Thought that was normal. That's right. Married life.
Yeah. Right.
His life, he's like, "My parents love each other, but they argued, and but if there was fight, a problem, we knew there was a problem, but it wasn't like screaming and yelling, but they had tension."
Yeah. Which
that's
is normal.
So that's what they knew. So when they got in their first argument as a married couple, he's like, "I couldn't figure out what was wrong because she was like taking this little argument and acting like the sky was falling." And she's like, "Are we getting divorced?" And he's like, "Why would we get divorced? We're fighting about the groceries." Because she had never seen a couple fight, like get in an argument.
How crazy.
Yeah. Well, and they were like high school sweethearts. Well, that was the only like, relationship she knew. But
like,
still.
That was like her normal, though.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's not really crazy. She's just never seen that before.
Right.
But the thing is, what he's told me, he's like, "Well, what was hard to tell her was they do fight, just not in front of you, because it's very much not normal to never fight with a person when you're together for 30, 40 years.
Absolutely.
It's like you're going to argue at some point."
Yeah. It would be weird not to, I think.
No, right, I think it's question? Not natural. I need to find questions that aren't about wieners.
Can I just ask one more about a wiener?
Yeah, ask your wiener question.
Okay. Because this is what I would do if I was a guy. Say I was a guy for 24 hours.
Oh, okay.
Do you just stand in a mirror and do, like, jumping jacks? Just, like...
Does it hurt to do jumping jacks?
Watch your wiener swing around?
It doesn't hurt to do jumping jacks.
No.
What if you weren't wearing underwear?
Huh? No.
That's what I'm talking about. Naked jumping jacks.
No, but I
flop, flop. Yeah. That would hurt.
It look seems like it would hurt my boobs.
Look at me. I don't even do jumping jacks.
But if you know how to do a jumping jack.
No, I'm just saying I don't.
You don't do that?
Oh, but if I was a woman, I would stand naked in front of a mirror.
See,
no,
that's
you
what I'm
wouldn't,
saying.
Though. Because you'd be a woman, so
why would you do jumping jacks naked?
We're saying if you did, the question is, would it hurt?
No.
Go do it tonight and let us know. I don't believe you.
I don't believe you.
You
want
to do it right now?
No, because you're wearing underwear. So you're holding. Wait, you wear boxers or boxer briefs?
Boxer briefs.
Okay, that's where Jim wears too. So see, there's a little support in there, so we can't count that.
I didn't know me and Jim were boxer brief buddies.
You're boxer brief pals.
Now we've just been talking about wieners for half an hour.
I know.
That's all on you, though.
I have another question. Let me just like pull one out of the hat here. Hold on. Why do guys, this makes me so mad. Why do guys always say, "I think you look better with no makeup on"? Why is that like, because it's like the most annoying thing.
I think it's maybe one of two things.
Okay.
A, if you spend a lot of money on makeup, they're like, no, trust me, you look good without makeup on. So you don't spend that money. But B, I think it is just some women do look good without makeup on.
It's not that they don't look good. It's that they say that, but I just don't think it's true. I think they think that they're wrong.
No, I think maybe us. I think they might honestly feel that way. Some women are just beautiful.
What do you think?
Aww,
and I've met
nice.
Some women
Don't
where it's like
him.
You see them without makeup. You're like, whoa.
She a dog.
But then why is the secret to makeup to make it look like you don't have any on?
That's not the secret I use.
That's not my secret.
That's not my secret.
If I'm going to spend money on it and I'm going to take time to do it, I want you to know I have it on.
I know. I'm wearing like the smoky eye.
Why right, do women exactly. have show pillows?
I don't have any.
I do.
So I'll give you a perfect example. So I used to date this one girl and I would go to her house. So I'm sitting on the couch and we're watching TV and she goes, what are you doing?
You are using one of
like,
your show pillows.
I'm sitting on the couch. She goes,
she's sitting here.
She goes, you're laying against that pillow. I go, it's a pillow.
I'm going to lay here.
She goes, I paid $80 for that pillow. I go, mm-mm. You paid $80 for this pillow? She goes, yeah. I go, why? And she goes, well, it's a show pillow. You're not supposed to lay on it. I go,
I'm glad you got out of that one.
And then so.
She nuts.
We go to her bedroom to go to bed.
She has to move all the show pillows.
She has 10 pillows on her bed.
I have 8.
Make 8 or 10.
What?
Like just lined up.
Why? Because they look good?
No, because I like pillows. Mine aren't, I'll tell you afterwards, mine aren't that
but
crazy.
So we take all the pillows off the bed, right? All and right. I sleep with 2 pillows. She sleeps with 1. So she has 2 regular pillows that she uses on her bed. After we've removed like 10 pillows from her bed, she then goes to the closet and grabs another pillow
to sleep with,
for me to sleep with, even though we just removed 10 from the bed.
Yeah, those aren't sleep pillows.
Right.
I know, they're show pillows.
That's
just
weird.
Don't get it.
I don't either.
So
mine
is different. I have a lot of pillows because I like a lot of pillows. I have 2 pillows that I sleep on, and then I have like 4 to 6 other pillows on my bed. I don't even take them off my bed when I go to sleep, though. I just like move them to the side and go to sleep. So I'm not crazy about my quote unquote show pillows. I just like pillows. And if someone wanted to use it, they could. It just wouldn't be that comfortable.
Gotcha.
Have you ever peed sitting down just because you were tired and didn't want to stand up?
No.
Are you lying? You had to think about it. I don't know. I'm just curious.
Do you ever get pee on your legs?
Sure, it's happened, yeah.
But, like, you don't wipe when you pee, do you?
Huh?
You don't have to, like, wipe
no,
when
you shake. You shake it off.
Do you, like, jump up and down a little? Or
no,
do you
no,
just...
you just shake it.
And it never gets on your leg or on your pants?
Never.
Sometimes.
So then you have to walk around with pee on your pants?
No, then you just take a shower.
How often?
What if you're at work and you pee and it dribbles a little bit? What do you do then?
You wait till you get home.
How often
would
you say
this
happens?
So you guys have to walk around with pee on your pants?
I mean, it's happened.
How often?
Huh?
How often?
How often
happen?
Does it happen?
I don't know. Probably plenty of times in my life.
Like
how often do you change
Not
your underwear?
I wear clean underwear every day.
I don't believe you.
And I take a shower once to twice a day.
That's a lot. I
take
a shower once to twice a week.
I take a shower once or twice a week.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes.
Ugh. Showers take so long. I don't have that
I
kind
have
of time.
Hair.
They're so relaxing. Ugh. And then you're clean and then you're...
Also, my shower is upstairs, and I don't want to go upstairs if I don't have to.
What?
You know what I want to know
weird.
One real girl thing I do?
What?
I like to take baths sometimes.
Oh, do you
get
bubbles?
I like to take
and
baths.
Candles?
What kind of bath?
Tell me about
like
your bath.
So when you were talking about your bathroom earlier?
Yeah.
No bubble bath.
He heard jacuzzi tub, and he was like,
I heard jacuzzi tub, and I go, man, that must be so awesome.
It's awesome, dude. Jim hates it. Jim thinks it's the weirdest thing. He's like, you're just going to take a bath? And I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, because ask to come
like,
over
in a regular bathtub, I can't get my whole body in there.
No, right. You're like, little.
I have to shift around to certain parts. You know, like my legs and then my
and then
body.
My leg.
I'm awkwardly, right. I'm just folded in half.
It's yep. like doing the hokey pokey in the bathtub.
It's terrible.
But so when you mentioned your jacuzzi tub, I was like, dang, I could put my whole body in there. Can I come over to your house and take a bath?
That's why you need to buy a house, dude. You can get a big bathtub.
I know. And because Mindy was saying, if you bought a house, what would be the one thing that you'd have to have? I go, a giant bathtub.
You can just go buy a bathtub.
Huh?
Will you?
Bath fitter.
Will you tell me about your typical bath?
What?
Just really hot water.
No bubbles,
no bubbles.
Menthol,
so you
no
can, like,
candles.
See, like, everything. You're sitting in the tub and you're just looking down the water and there
I
it
don't
want to
see myself.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just relaxing. I'm laying back and just, like, not thinking.
You don't
about
read okay. or play on your phone or anything?
No.
You
what
need
if I drop my phone in the tub?
I don't know. Life-proof case. This is life proof.
He needs to introduce like some Epsom salts or something into his bath because
right.
he thinks taking a plain water bath is good. Ugh, you ain't seen nothing yet.
I mean, I like taking baths as a kid, but then I would take my Tonka cars in there and stuff or Matchbox cars.
Well, yeah, that's like a little kid thing.
But I stopped doing that yesterday.
Do you?
I finally gave that up the other day.
Do you rinse off after you take a bath under the shower?
It depends. If I'm going if I'm going somewhere nice, yes.
Wait. I guess I didn't understand the question.
Like, after you get out of the bath,
you're
stand up under your shower head and rinse off?
No.
Because you're bathing in your own filth. So if I'm going somewhere nice, I will.
Especially if I had, like, a bath bomb or something. I don't want that to be left
on
my
skin.
Bomb?
Like, you farted in the bathtub?
Yes. And then you're bathing your own fart poop.
Right. A bath bomb is, like, a circular, like, kind of looks chalky, and you put it in your bath, and it, like, expels different stuff into the water.
Like scents and oils.
Yeah.
You have a lot going on.
Have you ever accidentally pooped your pants?
Yes.
In
we
school.
Know we have.
In school I had.
In school?
I need to hear details. Tell me the story.
I was in school and all I remember is I think I coughed and sneezed at the same time and I pooped my pants.
How old?
Probably in junior
high. Please say old.
Junior high?
Yeah.
Did you get made fun of forever?
I immediately went home.
And no, you just left school?
No one knew?
No one knew.
You didn't even
How'd you get out?
Yeah, how did you get home?
I called my mom and just said...
How'd you use the phone?
You go to the office and use the phone.
So you went to the office and you had poop all over your butt?
No, you have to use the phone at the office.
And they didn't ask why?
I said, I got to call my mom. And they said, okay.
Oh, mine would ask why.
And then when you're on the phone with your mom, did you just say, Mom, I pooped my pants?
I go, Mom, I pooped my pants. It's really embarrassing. But just tell them I'm sick. I'm going to go home. And she said, okay.
They could tell you pooped your pants, probably. You probably smelled.
Were you driving age?
No, I was in junior high.
So you just walked home?
Yeah. I was above Power Wheel age. And
you walked home with poop in your pants.
Did you go to the bathroom and at least clean up?
Huh?
Did you go into the bathroom and try to clean up?
I mean, a little bit, but I mean...
Was it liquid or solid?
I just really wanted to get out of the situation.
Was it liquid poop or, like, solid poop?
A little mixture of both, actually.
Oh, my God! All right. Before we wrap this up, we end every single episode with a game we call MFK.
Okay.
Do you know what that game
is?
Who should we do it on this time? Last week, we did contestants from The Bachelor.
I wouldn't know any of those.
The week before, we did the Hanson Brothers. So this time,
I don't even know all their names.
I didn't either.
Yeah.
She had
You're
to
the
pull
only
it
one
up.
That cares about that.
She had
Isaac,
to pull it up and show
Zach
me.
Zach and Taylor.
I heard those guys, I knew a couple bands that went on tour with them, and for a few shows, they wouldn't even play their big song. What was it?
Mbop isn't their big song.
Mbop's their biggest song they've ever had.
Where's the love? Where's the love?
What song?
It's not enough.
Yeah.
It makes the world go round and round.
More people know Mbop.
No, people knew Where's the Love.
Yeah, but no, I didn't say people didn't know. I said more people know.
Just because it said Mbop in it, it was like weird.
It was their biggest song.
Okay, quick. What are we doing MFK on?
Why are you asking me? Don't put the pressure on me.
Blah, 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 blah.
Presidents of the United States.
Done. Okay.
Is that okay? Like the Secret Service isn't going to come, are they?
No. Okay. No one current. We won't do anyone current.
Well, I don't think I'm going to F any of the presidents.
You'll do first ladies of the presidents that we name. So we'll do the presidents and you do their wives.
Okay.
Okay.
Here are the contestants.
Okay. You pick the contestants.
John F. Kennedy.
So Jackie Kennedy for him, John F. for us.
Calvin Coolidge.
Who's Calvin Coolidge's wife?
Calvin Coolidge was the president before the Great Depression, right?
The 30th president of the United States.
Well, who was his wife?
Did he have a wife? I think he was single.
How? You don't know that.
It probably would say right here.
Yeah, he's single. Born, he was single.
Okay, then you have to
pick someone else. Grace Goodhue.
Oh, so Grace Goodhue.
That's what she looks like.
She looks very homely.
Okay.
So there's Grace for you,
one
Jackie Kennedy,
president.
And the last one.
Who should we pick? Abraham Lincoln. Boom. Nailed it.
Oh, Mary Todd Lincoln.
Mary Todd Lincoln. Okay. So you go first, Kelsey.
I'm going to, who is the first one? John F. Kennedy.
Yeah.
We're marrying John F. Kennedy. And then I'm going to F. Lincoln.
And then you're
like, I'm just trying to imagine that visual of he walks into the bedroom with his top hat. He's like twice the size of you, tall wise.
I know.
Wait, so.
But Mary Todd Lincoln was a short woman.
Who was the last one we picked?
Calvin Coolidge.
You're going to kill me.
Such a random.
Okay. So I'm going to marry Abraham Lincoln.
Oh. Because
I feel like he'd be a good provider.
And he's honest.
And he's honest. Right. And I don't think he'd ever cheat on me.
Right.
While I'm going to hook up with JFK, because let's be real, he's a playboy.
Yeah. Right.
We don't know where he's been.
Right.
I mean, Marilyn, hello. Yeah. What's right. you doing over with her?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm with him. But then, Calvin, see ya.
We're both killing him.
Well, at least you guys are killing the president nobody really cares about.
Right.
I mean, Grave. It's just a random president.
The one that's dead, so that way no one's accusing us of assassination.
They're all three dead.
Oh, yeah. Not Abraham.
Like, you're gonna walk outside, there's Abe Lincoln at the food trucks.
It's like, I heard you want to be my next wife.
I heard you want to
eating
hook
a hot
up.
Dog
Here
from
I
the
am.
Food truck.
My jaw drops to the floor. Hi, Jim. I've got my new husband, Abe.
All right, Gravy, it's your turn.
Well, I'm obviously gonna marry Jackie Kennedy because who doesn't
obviously.
Knock that out on a
yep.
daily basis?
Yep.
There you
if
go.
If she was still alive.
Okay.
So.
Calvin Coolidge's wife is not that attractive, so I would just rather
kill
get
her.
It over with.
Oh. Just... Have you ever seen Mary Todd Lincoln?
Yes, hold on. And then I want to kill Mary Todd Lincoln. And I'll tell you why. Because she was nuts. Like, her own son put her in a mental... Not that it did not think of people who have mental disorders, but... I was afraid that she would kill me if I didn't kill her first.
Okay, you heard it here first. If you want to play along, MFK, you can go on our Facebook page. It's the Gray and Green Show on Facebook. And if you're a guy, the contestants that you're choosing between are Jackie Kennedy, Grace Coolidge, and Mary Todd Lincoln. If you're a girl and you want to play, then you're doing Calvin Coolidge, JFK, and Abraham Lincoln. We'd love to hear your comments on the episode. Find us on Twitter. Find us on Facebook. Rate the show on iTunes. We love you. Bye.
Bye.
See ya.